It's 3 days before Sally and I can face each other. 3 days in which I go through all the day-to-day motions like a sleepwalker. Automatic pilot. Breakfast. Load the dishwasher. Lunch. Unload the dishwasher. To. Fro. To fro. Each evening I watch the news and find myself looking across at Adam. I imagine footage of diggers and workmen and stinking mud, then a newsreader saying it. Our body has been found. Are you all right, Beth? You look white as a sheet. I'm fine, Adam. A lie. So many lies. At night, I do not sleep and I'm so exhausted when Sally finally says she's ready to meet. She suggests Julio's on the high street and I know precisely why. It's for the comfort and for the reassurance of being regulars there, for the noise and the bustle and the sense of normality which is so at odds with how terrible this now feels. Julio's is the very best of its kind, dated and endearing with candles dripping wax down empty Frascati bottles and faded prints of Italy in cheap frames around the walls. There are photos too of Julio with his beloved family and his favourite customers. There, in the middle of the display, is a picture of me and Sally with pink eyes from the flash and Julio beaming alongside a matching pink birthday cake. In the photograph, Sally's all smiles and larks. But not today, as she arrives. Late and awkward, waving through the window but refusing to quite meet my eyes, shaking her umbrella nervously and gossiping too much at the front desk before she will join me. I plug the gap with too much gin and tonic, rereading the letter found amid the cobwebs behind the radiator.